This is Wade Brasky with the Chief Organizer's Report, Peripheria and Global NGOs. Leaving Grenoble, we jumped on the tram to then take the train to Paris. Once there, hopped onto the metro to switch between the Lyon station and the Paris Nord station, grabbed another train to Brussels, disembarked to a local tram near the station until our direction said, turn right at the corner when we saw the Lidl grocery store sign and walk until we found the address in the suburb of Molenbeek, made famous last year through the televised images of a street-by-street police search in this diverse community for terrorists. What we found instead were the Office of Peripheria, an interesting international nonprofit where Adrian Roux of the Alliance Citoyenne Acorn and myself were warmly greeted and almost immediately stepped into a meeting with them, one of their colleagues, the director, on Skype in northern Brazil, and several representatives from CIDSE, C-I-D-S-E, a global coordinator of religious donors, including Miserior. I was inclined to like Peripheria almost from the time we sat down when I opened a short pamphlet they had produced in French about community organizing. Regardless of my language deficiency, when I counted five pictures of our French affiliate, the Alliance Citoyenne, in the track, as well as a lead picture from the Acorn Chicago Convention and an excerpt from Lee Staples' Roots to Power, where he reprises an Acorn door-knocking rap, I might be sitting in Brussels, but I knew I was here home among friends. Peripheria is also sponsoring several days of community organizer training that we're doing in Brussels for local organizations, as well as colleagues from Germany and the Netherlands. Besides promoting community organizing, they've worked extensively on participatory budgeting projects pioneered in Porto Alegre, Brazil. In fact, the name of the nonprofit comes from their Brazilian experience at working on the periphery and marginal communities and then transferring the lessons learned back to Belgium in the European context. We talk less about that than the fact that Peripheria staff also acted as a consultant to Miserior, the German Catholic NGO that distributes resources from the government as part of the German Foreign Aid Program and historically has been a key funder of organizing and social action projects. Patrick Bedard was preparing to tour a number of countries in Latin America to evaluate Miserior projects and also described an exchange that they had facilitated between several Brazilians and several activists from Mozambique involved in fighting land grabbing and how that had worked. One thing led to another with our CIDSE friends as well as Adrian and me once we got to talking about land grabbing, squatting, land trust, and all manner of projects involving people's struggles with land ownership and occupancy in both urban and rural settings. Adrian and I learned a lot and shared our opinions frankly. We wanted the funders to do more, especially in supporting grassroots community organizing and direct action. There was a great, healthy exchange. And then we ate apple crisp, as my mother and grandmother used to call my absolutely favorite of all time dessert. Okay, next to maybe jam cake, but that's only for Thanksgiving and Christmas. When you're eating apple crisp and drinking coffee after a three-hour meeting, what's not to like about Brussels and Belgium? This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.
This program is produced by the Arkansas Broadcasting Foundation, KABF-FM in Little Rock, Arkansas, and is distributed through Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, serving the needs and interests of low and moderate income Americans.